We noticed Little Anthony was singing in a New York club, and we wondered what he'd been doing since his hits of the 50s and 60s. So we invited him to NPR's New York Bureau to tell us. Little Anthony and the Imperials stayed together until the mid-70s. Anthony has been out on his own since. The group had their first big hit in 1958 with the song Tears on My Pillow. Other hits included Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop, Hurt So Bad, I'm on the Outside, and this song.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you. Over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything. Just walk past me, you don't even know that I exist. Going out of my head, over you. Out of my head, over you. Out of my head, day and night, night and day and night. All right, I must be away.
I wanted to know what kind of songs Little Anthony is doing now.
Well, I sing all kinds of songs, contemporary today songs. Sometimes I think people think that the only song that I can sing is Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop. No. No. I do everything from Stevie Wonder to Michelle Legrand to Foreigner to Larry Graham, Temptations, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Has the range of your singing voice changed?
Well, when I was a child of 16 or 17 years old, obviously I was a total natural tenor. I am a tenor, but I have developed a resonance in my voice. In other words, I can cover different ranges, which makes me a better singer. I'm a better singer now than I was then. You should be. Simply because of experience, learning how to use your instrument. Learning how to turn notes and cover rhythms and all those kind of things. If you're interested in learning and being current and listening and growing, then those things should happen. You should be a better singer. I should be a better singer when we work at it.
I should have ever been a good singer.
Yeah, well, anybody should be better at anything they do when they work at it.
When you were younger, were you ever self-conscious about having a high voice?
You know, I never thought about it. I thought I heard this once that you can't really tell how you sound. You ever have one of those tape recorders, you know, and then you tape yourself and then you hear it and you say, that's not me.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I never really knew. It wasn't until it was brought to my attention by other people that I had a high voice or a feminine type voice, sounding voice.
And what was your response to that when you realized that?
I don't remember what my response was or what I felt at that time. It probably didn't even bother me. I think what bothers me is when I call on the phone and I ask an operator for something, some information, and she said, yes, ma'am. That bothers me.
What kinds of places have you been singing in the past few years?
Well, just about everywhere. I've done everything. I mean, there was a span of time since 1975 that I look back at. And I say to myself, Anthony, you have been through a lot of things, and you've done a lot, and you've seen a lot of things, you've done a lot of things. I've done the revival circuit. I call it revival circuit because I detest the word oldies. For some reason, it sounds like some molded piece of bread somewhere. and I've acted in several plays. I have done television. I have done just about everything since the Imperials and I came to an end.
And that was in 1974 that you broke up with the Imperials.
Well, actually, it was 75.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I remember. You don't forget something like that. It was September of 1975.
Why'd you break up?
Because we'd gone as far as we could. I think we were wise enough to realize when it was time to know when to quit. I mean, we were together for 17 years. And I can't think of anything more sadder than seeing some group grow old, you know. So it seemed appropriate to call it a day. I never say we broke up. I always say we came to an end because we didn't fight or argue, and that's what caused the breakup. We just decided to call it a day. We picked a year. 1975, that's it. And I think it was a good thing.
How did you first form the group and get together with the guys who became known as the Imperials?
Well, first of all, I didn't form the group. It was Clarence Collins that did, one of the Imperials. And we all lived in the projects in Brooklyn. He had a group called the Chesters. And I was doodling around with lots of groups, and I was in a group called the DuPonts in Boys High School in Brooklyn. And you know, when your kids in those days, they used to have all these contests. They would have talent contests all over the place. And sometimes my group was pitted up against his group. And I always liked the way they sounded, you know. I did. I secretly hovered this wish deep into the deeper part of my soul that I wanted to be with that group. So off and on, Clarence and I would talk about it. And finally, one day, somewhere back there in ancient time, I said, well, why don't I come with you guys? And he told me, he says, yeah, we wanted you to come with us for a long time. So I left the DuPonts and I went with the Chesters. Now, that was the beginning of the Imperials.
The first record you recorded was Tears on My Pillow. This was in 1958.
And that wasn't supposed to be the record that we were supposed to be a single at all.
What, it was supposed to be the B-side?
It wasn't even in the repertoire songs that we were singing and recording.
Oh, so how did you end up doing it?
Well, George came in, and he didn't like one of the songs, as I remember. And one of the songs was Cha-Cha Henry. When you think about it, as I think about it, I know why he didn't like that song. Yeah. Well, anyway, he said, well, you know, that's, guys, it just doesn't do anything for me. Listen, there's a song that was brought over to my office, and it's called Tears on My Pillow. And I want you guys to listen to it. Go in a room, you know, at the studio, and listen to it and see what you can do with it. And we're going to record it today. And we listened to it, and I caught the melody. I have a gift. I don't know what it is or why. I remember melodies very easily. And so all I had to do was read the lyric. The Imperials couldn't come up with something good. You know, they wanted to come up with something intricate, but time eluded us. We couldn't do it. So we borrowed a background. And the background that we borrowed was from a song called Earth Angel. And the background was, ooh, 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 hence Tears in My Pillow. Same thing. Ooh, ooh. See, you learned something, see?
That's a great story.
Yeah, it's true.
But I remember you. 'Twas not so long ago. You broke my heart in two. Tears on my pillow. Pain in my heart caused by you. If we could start anew, take you back and tempt the hand of fate. Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart.